Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hey there, this is Jordy, co-founder of Midas Touch, and this is The Mighty. The Mighty is a new program on the Midas Touch channel where we highlight the top commentary, rants, musings, and responses from the Midas content creators you know and love. On today's Mighty, we hear from Boston Smalls. For those wanting a visual on Boston Smalls, this dude is jacked. And I don't know why I feel the need to tell you that, but like, imagine the most muscular guy at the gym, but who's also the most peaceful giant who champions decency, democracy, and equality, and speaks loudly about these shared values. In this edition of The Mighty, Boston Smalls discusses the recent terrorist attack by a white MAGA worshiper who was detained without incident after a mass shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. Smalls compares this to Jalen Walker, a black man who was shot 60 times and shot at least 90 times in Akron, Ohio by police after being stopped for a traffic violation. This dichotomy of events and outcomes is infuriating. Let's hear from Boston Smalls.
Morning, everyone. Boston Smalls here, enjoying my coffee. And I want to talk about that shooting that happened yesterday in Illinois. There's a couple things I want to touch on. So stick with me for a minute here. But I want to back up a few days ago. In Akron, Ohio, there's a black man named Jalen Walker who was pulled over for a traffic violation. He decided to run from the cops. He got out of his car and ran from the cops on foot. Police cam footage showed the cops were not shot at, nor did he reach for a weapon. But the police went ahead and shot him 60 times. As he was fleeing. 60 times. 60 fucking times. Keep that in mind as I get further into this video. Now, yesterday in Illinois, suspect Robert Cremo, as you can see here, he's holding a Bible, was the perpetrator that shot a number of people and killed a handful of them. This is Robert's TikTok account. He would post videos of himself at MAGA rallies, such as this one right here. Here you can see he has the word Awake tattooed onto his forehead. He also goes by the name Awake the Rapper, where he has albums on Spotify. His latest one called Brainwashed, with a song he titled I Am the Storm. Here's another picture of him. Here you can see he has the number 47 tattooed onto the side of his face. And if you remember that first picture, he was holding that Bible. MAGA, QAnon, Christian, shitbag, all the above. Now, in the immediate aftermath of that mass shooting, at the time, the shooter was still at large. The Illinois GOP nominee for governor, Darren Bailey, goes on Facebook, offers prayers for the families and police officers, and voices frustrations about the canceled parades that were going on in Illinois. The blood wasn't even dry on the streets yet. This guy's complaining that all the parades are getting canceled because a mass shooter is at large and not apprehended yet. And this guy says, quote, let's move on and celebrate freedom. That's your GOP response. Let's move on and celebrate freedom. Wow. Now, I brought up that Jalen Walker incident earlier. Robert Cremo was eventually apprehended yesterday. Pulled over because of a traffic violation, traffic stop, where he then fleed. Where the cops chased him down, were able to apprehend him without incident. Also, I want to point out that the shooting took place in a heavy populated Jewish area, usually with these fanatic right-wing bottom-of-the-barrel shitbags. Anti-Semitism typically runs rampant among these fuckers. Then, of course, you got white nationalists, Marjorie Taylor Greene, going on Facebook, or Twitter rather, tweeting out, when are we going to have an honest conversation about drug abuse, mental illness, and so forth? Okay, Marjorie Three Name, let's talk about mental illness. Here's a picture of Robert Cremo draped in a Trump flag. Yeah, let's talk about mental illness, shall we? Because if you ask me, Trumpism is mental illness. It's you fanatic fucking cunts that are obsessed with fucking guns. Think there's a radical fucking takeover of communists and socialists. It's you yourself, Marjorie, that pushes these QAnon conspiracy theories that radicalize pieces of shit like this. You are just as culpable and just as fucking guilty as anyone else when it comes to this fucking radicalized right-wing white nationalist fucking movement that's going on in our country right now that's just blowing fucking people away. Whether it's this guy, the Buffalo shooter, calling himself a fascist, talking about the Great Replacement, all the same shit that you fucking spout, Marjorie. And every time we try to do something about mental health, you're the first one to sit there and scream fucking socialism and nothing gets done. The GOP does not give a fuck about anyone. Does not give a shit. No empathy, no nothing. They don't want to solve anything. They don't want to fix anything. They're just taking their fucking checks from the NRA, cashing them and putting them in their fucking pocket and just fucking letting the rest of us just fucking die. Happy fucking 4th of July, everyone.
Thank you, Boston Smalls, and thank you for listening to The Mighty. New episodes of The Mighty drop every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday on this channel. New episodes of the podcast featuring me and my brothers, will those drop every Tuesday and Friday at 5 a.m. Eastern. Make sure to subscribe now to this podcast channel and leave a 5-star review. Also, check out our store, store.midastouch.com, for the most popular Midas Touch merch. Thank you, and as always, shout out to The Midas Mighty!